Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome back to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter the man that is responsible for the Core Memory Music Concerts. His name is Craig Maynard. Welcome back, Craig.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you with us, and I guess we talked before we went on the air tonight that this is probably show 4 or 5 for you, at least, on Conducting Conversations.
I think it's the fifth.
Fifth one, okay. And so by now we should be having it down to where we're making some sense.
We've used up all of our good jokes.
Well, we do have plenty of things to talk about, as Core Memory Music is a very prolific concert series. As a matter of fact, there's some people that might say you have more concerts and chamber music concerts than just about anyone in New England.
I actually, it might even be in the entire continental U.S. The only series I know that has more concerts than mine is the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society, and they have over 50.
They do one every week, so they
do several in a week sometimes. And I'm not competing with them. I'm just pointing out that it's a very unusual series that I'm doing. What we try to do is have more concerts than most arts organizations present, and keep them at the very highest quality we can.
In a very intimate space, too. So that's kind of the cool thing about it. Most concert venues, there's a chamber concert series that's held in an auditorium that seats 750 people in downtown Providence. There's others around in Boston that seat over 1,000 people. And that's, what you have is very unique in that it's up close and personal.
Yes, we can accommodate about 30 people, and but the seating is comfortable.
Right, VIP treatment.
If you go to Carnegie Hall and you sit in one of the boxes, you can move your chair around and get comfortable, and so forth. It's kind of like that.
Well, there
but,
you go.
But in addition, we try to make it a total experience for everybody. So we have a pre-concert discussion about an hour before the performance, and sometimes the artists participate in that discussion. And then after the performance, we have a Q&A where you get to meet the artists and ask them about their backgrounds and their career plans.
Yeah.
And then if you want to stay longer, you can have informal conversations with the artists. It's a long afternoon if you take advantage of the whole thing. Also, many arts organizations will sell refreshments and food. We give it away. It's all included. We have a bar and we have snacks and desserts and cheese and crackers and everything. So you will not be hungry if you come to our concerts.
You may not be getting a full course lobster meal, but there'll be plenty of food there to keep you entertained.
So we try to make it as comfortable, as warm and friendly an environment as possible.
Okay, and you've already started this year. This season has been going well, and had lots of concerts. We have one coming up next weekend on the 28th. Right, tell us about that one.
This is a piano trio performance. The trio is a newly formed trio at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. The pianist is Janice Liu. She's actually performed in our series, I think, 3 times in the past.
I remember her name, yeah.
The other two will be here for the first time. Yilang Jiang, violin, and Jeffrey Ho, cello. They're all graduate students at NEC, and we're excited to present one of their very first concerts as a trio. The name of the trio is Trio Conventi.
So they could become world famous, and they started right off with you.
This is right at the beginning, yeah, for them. And they're playing two real wonderful pieces of music, a late Schubert piano trio and one of the Schumann piano trios.
Okay.
So it's two works that you may have heard performed elsewhere in the area, for instance, at Kingston Chamber Music Festival. I bet they've probably performed these pieces a few times.
Sure. So it's somewhat familiar music, but in a very close, intimate setting. And people can get information about the concerts by going to your website, correct?
That's correct. Their website is coremusic.com. coremusic.com.
C-O-R-E, core.
That's right.
And what we're going to do now is go to a piece of music. You have a lot of music to play today, so I'd like to describe, for you to describe, we're going to hear a Mozart piece first. Tell us about this one.
Yes, this is the Violin Sonata number 18 in G major, Kürschel 301, by Mozart. And we'll hear the second movement from that sonata.
Thank you. bag. This next piece is rather lengthy. It's a Beethoven piece. Tell us about this one.
Yes, this work will be performed on February 11th by Jonathan Bass, who's a faculty member at Boston Conservatory and also teaches at NEC. This is his piano sonata number 28 in A major, opus 101, and we'll hear the first and second movements.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Core Memory Music.
Thank you.
core memory music is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, pleased to be sitting with Craig Maynard, who is the proprietor, the producer, the ticket taker. I think you do just about everything for these concerts.
Well, I have a group of loyal volunteers that help out at the concerts.
Oh, good.
So I have to mention them. But other than that, yes, I do pretty much everything else.
All right. Well, it's good to have volunteers to help out. And the concerts are very intimate. We talked about the fact that this is in your home, in fact, which was kind of, I don't want to say it was designed for this, but
It was
designed for it.
Yes, we designed it with concerts in mind. So there's a performance space with space for a large piano, lighting, comfortable furniture.
One of the things that we talked about a couple shows ago was the fact that you have a new large piano.
That's right. I purchased a new piano in February of 2021. Mm-hmm. So I've had it almost 2 years now, and the artists love it. It's a 9-foot Steinway Concert Grand, the kind of piano you'd see on the stage at Symphony Hall in Boston.
Right.
But it's in my living room,
and
it's a very fine instrument, and the pianists in particular really enjoy playing it.
I would think so. It's kind of a treat, you know, a little bit unique. And in the first segment, we also mentioned the fact that if you'd like to go to one of these concerts, you can make reservations by going to the website, corememorymusic.com, right?
That's correct.
And just make yourself a reservation. And it's really an interesting event because it's not something that you're going to find almost anywhere else, certainly in southern New England that I'm aware of. And, you know, it's one of those things that's...
Well, there are other house concerts of this type taking place. I think what I offer is a very high level of artistry. The artists are very mature,
right,
accomplished artists. Some of them are still graduate students, but they're on their way to careers in music.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also now featuring some established artists this spring. And I could talk about that for a second if you want.
Well, we can do that. Why don't we already talked about a concert that was, we mentioned the one that was held last week and the one's coming up on the 28th and then another one in February that you talked about. What's down the road after that?
Well, I guess probably the most distinguished artists coming this spring are the Benowitz Quartet. This is a string quartet based in the Czech Republic. They're quite well known in Europe. They've been performing together for almost 20 years. They've recorded a number of CDs. And they're on a tour in the U.S. and Canada, and they agreed to come and perform on a Thursday evening, March 16th.
Oh, a Thursday evening.
That's right.
A little unusual, too.
It is unusual.
Okay.
It was the only date they were available. And I didn't want to pass it up, the opportunity to present this wonderful string quartet.
Excellent. All right. So check that out on the website as well. As I mentioned earlier in the program, you brought lots of music with you today. We've listened to some Mozart and Beethoven, and now we have a Schubert piece. Tell us about this one.
Yes, this is will be performed on January 28th by a piano trio from the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. The piece is by Schubert. It's his Piano Trio No. 2 in E-flat major, Deutsche 929, so it's one of his late works. And this is the third movement from that four-movement piano trio.
And this is a trio that is made up of students, correct, from the conservatory?
Yes, they're doctoral or master's level students at NEC. And they've been performing together as a trio just for several months. So it's a newly formed piano trio. It's called Trio Conventi.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take another short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Memory music is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Craig Maynard, the host of Core Memory Music. And Craig, you brought a lot of music, as I've said a couple times tonight, so let's get right to it. And tell us about this Dvorak piece that's coming up.
This will be performed on March 16th by the Benowitz Quartet. I mentioned them earlier. It's Dvorak's string quartet number 13, his last string quartet, in G major, opus 106, and this is the third movement from that work.
Thank you.
Craig. I think we did it. We got a lot of music in today. We've got one more lengthy piece to do, and that's for a concert coming up on March 4th. So I want to thank you for coming in. First of all, it's always great to see you, and you always bring wonderful music to our audience, and I encourage our audience to check out coremorymusic.com and attend one of those sessions, and Craig will give you some snacks for free.
That's right. Some of them are brought by some of our patrons.
Well, there you go. We have this last piece. It's a Gershwin piece. Tell us about this.
Yes, on Saturday, March 4th, we'll have our very first clarinet concert. The clarinetist is Yasmina Spiegelberg. She is performing on a regular basis at Carnegie Hall in New York. She will be performing many pieces on her program, including three preludes by Gershwin. And this is an arrangement of a piece originally composed for piano.
All right.
And we'll hear the entire work.
We're going to listen to the whole thing. So it's a little bit lengthy. It's about 7 minutes long, but we'll squeeze it in there. Once again, Craig, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
Take care. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.